When America entered the Second World War, the men who went off to fight were replaced in the workforce by more than 1 million women. The women took jobs in factories, building planes and tanks, and were given the nickname Rosie the Riveter. This past weekend, a group of Rosies from across the country gathered in Seattle for their 60-year reunion. Guy Nelson reports from member station KUOW in Seattle.
Sitting at a table in a banquet hall crowded by a couple hundred Rosies and their families, Ginny Wilhelmi's face breaks into a broad smile.
Everybody has the best stories. I'm having a terrific time.
The women laugh as they reminisce. In 1942, Wilhelmi was a high school student in Los Angeles when she saw a poster of Rosie the Riveter flexing her biceps to call women to the assembly lines.
I sort of fudged my age, started to work when I was about 15, and we were trained for several weeks, and I learned how to rivet.
Wilhelmi worked for Douglas Aircraft in Long Beach, California, putting the thin metal skin on C-47 transport planes.
You worked with a partner when you riveted because you had to have a bucker on the other side. It was an old-fashioned type of riveting. And so we worked together, and boy, if we worried about one rivet, we would drill it out and do it over.
Wilhelmi, though, put more than rivets in those planes.
Well, as I finished a plane before it would go down the line, I would write little notes to the guys to kind of make them feel good and hide them in the planes.
Sitting at Ginny's side is a former paratrooper named Clarence, who trained on the C-47s.
And eventually, we started finding these notes, you know.
Well, they'd say things like, give them one for us guys, or come home safe, or you know we love you all, or keep smiling.
I found a couple under the seat, you know, and hey, look what I found, you know. And then you read it and say, hey, she must be a pretty good gal, you know.
About a year after the war ended, Clarence and Ginny met at a church bingo game.
We got acquainted then and went out a couple times. And then when we got to comparing notes in our life, we discovered that we had this one thing in common, that he was in the paratroops and jumped out of the C-47s that I had helped build and had found some of the notes that I had stuck in the airplane.
That stroke of fate led to bigger things for Ginny and Clarence, who've been married now for 54 years. For NPR News, I'm Guy Nelson in Seattle.